Hey, what's up? This is Just Plain Nonsense.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Rob. Hey, as you guys can see, if you're watching, if you're not, you can hear. We have two people sitting back here. You guys know Amanda. Say hi, Amanda.
Hi.
And this is Amanda's husband over here. This is Shane.
Hi.
They just got back from a little vacation that they took because it was their 1 year wedding anniversary.
Yay. So, yeah, it was.
Tell us about it. How was it? I just want to hear about the fun traveling part, not the relationshipal stuff. So tell me about it. How'd it go?
Okay, well, first of all, we are like very like last minute type of people.
This is absolutely true.
Yes, like literally we planned our whole wedding in less than a week.
Fact.
Like replanned
it because that was the whole thing. But anyway, we're very last minute type of people. So, like a few days ago before we left, Shane was like, I think I want to go somewhere for our anniversary. And I was like, okay, where do you want to go? And he's like, I don't know. And I was like, okay, we'll pick somewhere. And we want to go to the ocean, but it's like really far away, obviously.
And yeah, because we're like right in the middle of the country.
Yeah. And then Shane's like, oh my goodness, like Lake Michigan kind of looks like the ocean. We could go there. And then we ended up in Indiana. On Lake Michigan.
Well, okay. Nice. Okay, to be fair, to clarify. So this whole thing started because I'm like, okay, we can go to Alabama, right?
Alabama.
Sweet home Alabama. Okay.
Isn't that where Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Isn't that Alabama?
War Eagle. Yeah, both of those things. but that's like, I think it's like, don't you hate it when like you have to like, you get, just rub your eye and you can't stop? Okay.
Yeah, because it feels so good. You're like, all right.
I am so glad that you didn't say airplane food or something like that. Like, I hate cliches like you hate puns.
Oh, are you glad you ate airplane food? I got it. Okay, I didn't know where you were going with that.
Anyway.
Now my
don't you hate elevator music, which we performed for
Yeah, if you guys want to see that, subscribe to Patreon. Patreon.com/JustPlainNonsense. You'll get to see our outtakes.
Yeah, that's before the show.
Yeah.
Okay, but so we Alabama. Oh my gosh, I can't talk.
Alabama
is about 9.5 hours, depending on how fast you drive. If Amanda's driving, it's like 8 hours. If I drive, it's like 10. So it kind of depends. But
yeah, she does. We could have gone all the way down there.
Lead foot is a treatable disease.
Please, you have to replace it with helium warts.
And then, so what I ended up doing, I'm like, okay. I went straight to the internet and it's like top 10 places you can visit to go camping around the U.S. And it's like,
dude, that's like a straight
California, commercial Utah, voice. Maine, Alaska. And I'm like, okay, you know, I don't think that this is in our budget or possible for me to drive.
We
there.
We have $3. Just kidding.
Murfreesboro, that's where we're going.
Here's your anniversary budget. You have $2. No, so we were looking around, and I'm like, okay, what's like the ocean, doesn't take as long to get there, and it's still on this nice site that I've been scrolling through. It's
the Discovery Channel.
Yes. Indiana Dunes State Park. I'm like, okay. I didn't know Indiana had any dunes. I was under the impression that it was just corn and woods.
Oh, and there is a lot of corn. Don't get us wrong.
No, okay, no, but
me and Shane literally were, like, raiding cornfields.
Raiding?
Like, raiding them.
It gets to the point.
Like you would break in and, like, take the corn?
No, rating.
Oh.
1 to 10.
Got it.
Raping.
No. Completely wrong.
When you're going past and you've seen tens of thousands of acres at this point of just straight cornfields, you're like, okay, that one looks good. And then you're like, oh man, that one's
like, that crop isn't as good. It's gotten too much water this year. We're gonna be paying
that
for
that. Rain. This spring ain't been good for the corn. No.
Man, I just shot a...
Sorry, Indiana.
I just shot a commercial recently, and they were talking about agriculture stuff, and they were, like, talking about the yields of corn, and, like, they were throwing out all these numbers. They're like, well, this year is probably going to be a 430 yield. And I'm like, what is that? What?
What does that mean?
This is going to be a G-style yield. Normally, we go on, like, a C is the worst we want, but I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Literally, none of this makes sense.
Was that the Corn Expo?
It was an agricultural expo.
Nice.
Yeah, I had no idea what they were even talking about. So now I have to go edit that video, and I don't know what I'm even listening for.
Well,
so
fun fact that I found that you can put in your video. I think Illinois is over 75% corn and soybean product.
Mm-hmm.
over 75% of land is rather corn or beans.
Don't quote us on that, though. Look it up yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
So, put source here.
That means I gotta look it up.
I'll send you right later.
Yeah, Shane, you look it up and send it to me. Send me a screenshot.
Well, anyway, we ended up in Indiana on these on the sand dunes.
Was there corn out there, too?
No.
No.
There's no corn in the sand?
Okay. That sounds romantic. We're just going to roll around in corn and get crazy.
Have you ever heard a country song in your life?
Touche.
I've heard maybe one.
Well done.
That was good. All right, so corn, you're on the corn sand.
We're on the corn dunes. So, yeah, we made it there Friday night. And so we planned on camping most of the weekend.
But like I said before, we're very last minute people. So we didn't reserve a campsite. So we get there.
Okay, I've never reserved a campsite in my entire life. I've never had to. You just roll up to the campsite. They're like, oh, you want to stay in one of my tent sites? I'm like, yeah, I do. And they're like, okay, that's $7. And you hand them that. And they're like, okay, you can just go over here. No, I roll up to the first one. It's like campground full. I look up. There's 148 spots. Every single one of them are full. I'm like, okay. So we head to the gas station.
You're outside. What do you mean there's spots? Like, just go pull up to a freaking lake and go sleep.
It turns out that doesn't work that way. And the U.S. Natural Forest Service frowns upon that behavior most of the time.
See, this is an argument that I don't even want to get into. I don't have any facts, but I think that's
my land.
That's so dumb.
So we end up going to one of the gas stations, like, right next to it. And we walk in there. I'm like, okay, is there any campgrounds around here that aren't full? And she's like, okay, well, here's a list, and gives me, like, 8. Off the back, and so I start calling them and looking at them. Every single one of them are full,
man,
for miles.
Was this like a camping weekend or something?
Okay, well, okay,
it's like a million degrees.
Well, we didn't really know this, but first of all, this place we're at is only like 40 miles from Chicago, so Lollapalooza is happening.
Oh, okay,
and also there's the national boat race. Races that were going on
No,
lake.
It's international.
It's international.
It's even bigger.
And it's like 5 miles down the road. So 5 miles down the road, we have international boat races. And then in the other direction is Lollapalooza. So every single thing is full. We end up having to drive like 13, yeah, probably like, it was like 13, right? 13 or 10 miles out from the lake just to find a camping spot. I called them the first time. I'm like, do you have any tents open? They're like, we have a few. You must get here fast or we're going to sell them out.
Wow.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to be sleeping in my truck all weekend. So we drive over there. And I get there and they're like, okay, yeah, it's going to be $40 a campsite. And I'm like, what?
Per night.
And how long were you
per
there?
Per night.
2 days. Wow. I paid $80 just to spend the night on a piece of grass for 2 days.
Outside.
Outside.
Outside. And it was supposed to have like an electrical and water hookup.
And it didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't work.
That's when you're like, I want at least 30 of those dollars back.
Actually, these people are kind of smart, though. Literally, their house is in the middle of the campground, and they literally just made their yard the campground, and they're making bank.
Their house is literally like you drive past and go to the bathroom. Yes. There's just the house.
Like, they're very smart.
Okay, see, that makes more sense to me with them charging you because that's their property.
Yeah.
But if it's like, if you're just going to go out in the middle of the wilderness where, like, nobody owns it, who cares?
Well, don't even start on that one.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I think that's ridiculous.
Well, the problem is there is that that's normally illegal.
No, that's what I'm saying is it shouldn't be illegal.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you either way.
Right, right.
No, I think it's dumb too.
Yeah, I agree.
Honestly.
I agree. That's super duper dumb.
But anyway, we only ended up spending 2 nights there. And then we're like, oh, well, it's our anniversary. We'll go ahead and get a hotel room for the next night, for the third night. And so we're like, oh, we'll just do it on Expedia. You can get, like, a good deal, you know, like you've used Expedia
.com.
Before. Yeah. You've used that before.
Oh, no, I never used it. I just heard the commercials.
Well, anyway, okay, we use that.
Not sponsored by Expedia.
So we get to the hotel, and I'm trying not to be a negative Nancy. I'm like,
you ever just roll up to a hotel that you just booked online, you've never seen it before, and you just look
pictures.
At the outside, and you're like,
it was like. And you're like, oh, this is maybe not good.
You're like, they hired a really good photographer.
Yeah,
a really
literally.
Good photoshopper.
I feel like these pictures are not what I actually saw.
And, well, I make Shane go in there by himself because, first of all, I'm in my swimsuit. All my clothes are, like, wet. I'm like, I'm not going in there like
Why
that.
Why are your clothes wet?
because I was at the lake and it got wet in the kayak, my clothes.
Got it. Okay. Yeah,
lakes have water in there.
That's a whole
no, no, I get that. She's like, I'm in a swimsuit and then all my clothes are wet. Like, did you go swimming in your clothes and then change in your swimsuit?
That's a whole nother, no, a whole other part of the story though. And we'll get to that in a second.
But literally, so Shane goes in there. He's like, oh, Dave is really nice. So.
Okay. Number one, I told you like three times his name was John.
And oh, sorry. Talked to John. His name is John.
And I was deceived. Okay. Because when I saw the outside at first, I'm like, oh, this is really bad. And then I walk in and they were really nice. And I'm like, okay, maybe this won't be so bad. Nice people don't work in bad hotels. I was wrong.
So we go to our room. And first of all, it smells like someone was smoking cigars in there for about 17 years. And then covered it up No, not Febreze. Febreze would kind of smell good.
Like a Tic Tac.
Ammonia. Like they were
somebody was murdered in there.
And it smelled disgusting.
I'm not unconvinced. There was like brown stains on the pillows.
I'm telling you.
I'm really.
Brown stains?
Yes.
Bro.
That's about 100% always bad.
Yes. And there was this lady.
It's about 100% always bad.
But no, and then we're walking down the hallway because Shane, we tried to open the window to ventilate. It was not working.
We were trying to be positive. We get there, it smells like someone died and they tried to cover it up. And then there's brown stains on the pillows. It kind of looked like there was bugs in there anyway. I can't confirm that, but it's definitely possible. So I'm like, let's just open the window. Let's let the air run for a second. And the whole reason Amanda booked this hotel, she's like, it has a hot tub and a pool. So I'm like, okay, let's just let it vent out for a moment. And let's just go to enjoy ourselves in the pool. And so we start walking down the hallway.
Screaming
at the top of their lungs in Spanish.
Screaming.
Like she was about to murder somebody.
Did you review the ratings or just don't understand ratings? She's like, look, they rated it with a star. That's how great it is.
Listen to me.
It's got a star rating. Let's go.
It was 4 stars. I thought that was pretty good.
You think you could trust that?
I don't know if you knew there was a number of stars. No. I thought you were like, a star.
That means it's good. No, I am not dumb.
4 out of 30 stars.
So we walk our way down, and what I've noticed as I'm walking through
each hallway,
because they don't connect. So like each hallway has like a door, then you hit like a little space that has usually like a pair of stairs, and then there's another door to the next hallway. In each section, including the interconnecting sections, there's a different smell.
For each hallway.
And each one is stranger than the last one. As you get towards the pool. So we get all the way to the pool. And it doesn't look that bad at first. I do notice the hot tub does. Okay.
It's not a hot tub.
My version of a hot tub is like a jacuzzi. Okay. There's bubbles. There's like jets or something. This literally just looks like a smaller pool that might be hot.
What if it was like a cesspool? Like where they did a sewage and they were like.
And so finally we're like, okay, at this point we're like, oh, this is really bad.
I'm super sketched out right now.
I've already paid $67
and
for this hotel.
And we don't like to complain at all.
I'm stimulated because I'm still trying to form an opinion. I know the opinion's not going to be romantic, but there's an opinion I'm trying to form and I can't just quite nail it. But I'm also intrigued and want to go. Because
you don't. No, you don't.
Each hallway has its own smell.
It does.
But, okay. It's
what does this mean?
It's intriguing.
What is the smell?
It's intriguing in a bad way because, like, I remember we walked into one of the hallways. I'm like, this kind of smells like biscuits and gravy, except bad.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Okay, so
I'm trying to pinpoint this emotional. I'm trying to connect to this story, but I'm like,
I'm going to pause your story for a quick second because I have a story.
Go for it.
Okay, I may have told
biscuits
you this before,
and gravy,
but
not biscuits and gravy.
So okay, so a friend of mine came home from work one day, and he walked into his house, and he goes, ooh, something smells good. So he walked up to his wife and he goes, hey, who's making beef stroganoff? And she goes, nobody. Nobody's cooking anything. And he's like, I don't know what that is, but I want some of it. It smells so good. So he can't figure out what it is. So finally, like later in the day, he goes into the bathroom and finds out that somebody took a big old dumper in the toilet. And it turned out to be his mother-in-law who was living there. And that's what he wanted was some of her stool.
And whatever this is, I gotta eat. I want to eat a bunch of it.
To him, it smelled like beef stroganoff
that's
in the house.
Disgusting. That's literally
when you guys
so
got
bad.
It, you know.
Okay, continue on yeah. to our hotel yeah. horror
Please
story.
Continue your
biscuits
story.
And gravy, but so, not biscuits and gravy. Yeah. Go ahead.
So finally, after this entire horror show, which probably only lasted approximately 20 minutes, I'm already horrified because I'm usually
horrified.
Every time we've been to a hotel or like gotten a deal online, like it's actually been pretty decent. Like we got a Hyatt that was really nice. It was a super bougie hotel room. We got like $75. I'm like, this is awesome. Every single time we get a hotel, it's great.
And then you pay $80 to sleep on the grass for 2 days.
Yes.
We're not going to talk about that. Every single time before this has been perfect. And then finally we run into this issue.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, let's just get in the pool for a minute.
Let the room air out.
And we're just going to think about our options.
Did the pool smell like pee?
No. But
even better, you're going to be really surprised by what you're going
to say.
So
I start stepping down the ladder into the pool, right? And I finally hit the bottom because the pool is only 5 foot deep at the deep part.
That
anyway.
Was the biscuits and gravy smell.
And my feet hit the liner, and I realize that the liner
is
squishy.
It's like floating above. Like there's a space.
Wow. Like you like touch your toes, and like you feel it. Sink down and hit the bottom.
Yes.
So it was an outdoor pool?
No, it was inside.
It was indoor. And so I'm tiptoeing around in this 5 foot pool with a squishy bottom, contemplating about my smelly room.
Does the pool have a squishy bottom or do you have a squishy bottom?
Both. Okay. Both of those things are correct. And I'm contemplating my life choices.
We're trying to be positive because it's our anniversary. And then the whole time I'm like, I'm not going to say anything. And then I'm like, Shane, I can't do this. Like, I literally can't do this.
And this whole time there's small children like flying inches above my head into the pool screaming.
Oh, see, when I was visualizing this, the whole entire hotel was empty.
No.
Except for you two and that one screaming Spanish lady.
Yeah. And one really pale, like, bellman is like.
This is the only side character in the story. Was
the screaming Spanish lady. That was the only other person.
No, and no, there was a whole bunch of people there. There was like a dad, a whole bunch of kids. They were all in the hot tub.
Yeah.
The warm tub.
The warm tub.
Yeah. The warm bucket of water.
The hot water tub. And
it's really worn by people.
Kids screaming past my face. In the pee. A large biker man with a big beard comes in with like a little water sampler test.
Yeah, and he like checks the water.
Checks it.
It's like maybe you should be testing the bottom of the pool.
Under the
yeah,
liner.
Like why is it not?
He doesn't know. He just do it in front of them so that way they don't question. Like, oh, it's. But he likes it. It's like.
There was nothing inconspicuous about it. He like walks down. He like tries to bend down. He's like, oh, he had like a big cowboy hat on. Which is weird because we were in like North Indiana. And I'm like, okay. And he like bends down the first time. It almost loses his hat. So he like grabs it. And he bends down again. It gets it. He's looking at it. He's like, And walks back to his table, starts putting strips in it. He's like, Kind of shakes his head a little bit.
Takes a little stick. Like,
yeah, like, that tastes like straight urine.
He's just some random alcoholic. He doesn't work there.
I would not be surprised.
He's just like a random meth head that came in. He's like, let me see if I can cook here.
No, it, like,
he chews on a budget, so that's how he gets high.
There was no uniform. He had like jeans and like a kind of ratty shirt and just a cowboy hat and a big beard. And he was probably
testing the alkalinity of the water to see if he could cook meth with it.
And so after about 15 minutes of this ordeal, we're like, okay, we're just going to go back to the room and see what it seems like. So we walk back and it's not gotten any better. It actually may have gotten worse.
And so I literally talked Shane into it. I'm like, Shane, go ask them for a new room. He's like, no, I don't want to do it. I was like, just tell them that it smells like someone smoked in here. It's not their fault. Like, just please give us a new room. So we go up there and ask, and then John.
That's not Dave.
Shout out. John was actually a very nice man.
Yeah. He was like, oh, yeah, no problem. Shame on the people that were smoking in there. He's like, I'll get you a new room. So we go to our new room. We go to turn on the light. Well, first of all, it smells weird
in
there.
Hit with a new musty smell.
It's not the same smell, though.
It's different. It's a different smell. It smells almost as bad, but it's
like
not
mustard inside gasoline, but not like mustard inside gasoline. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I never smelled it, but it could be. It could very well be what it smells like.
And then only one of the lights worked in there.
It was the one by the door. So, like the whole
flickering.
Room is actually very.
It was what?
It was like flickering, like. Oh.
So
legit
now,
like horror stories.
Yes. Now,
I've been taken from dirty cigar room to musty, no lights, dark room. And with a pool that has a very soft bottom And I have decided I am no longer comfortable just staying in this place no matter how much money I
have. So what do you do during that time? You call your mom.
I'm like, Mom, what do I do?
How much did you pay for the room?
$67.
Okay.
Yes.
You know what? We can make them feel a little bit better with remind them to a previous episode where you and I did the vlog where we paid a lot of money for a hotel, which we didn't mention because we didn't want to get sued because they had the money to afford attorneys.
Hundreds of dollars per night.
Yeah, per night for a room where nothing worked and everything was wrong. And we paid a lot of money for it. So you know what? Look on the bright side. It could have been worse.
The TV worked.
It did. Remember the power was out when I was showering? And then...
Are you serious? Yeah.
I don't remember that. I must have been asleep or something, but...
Well, you weren't in the shower with me, that's for sure. Right.
Well, it wasn't as much the not working as the smells that were coming from that different sections of the hotel. How did it have four
stars? I don't know. People must have lied.
I guess people just have a quality of service that they're okay with, and I just was not. Which is weird. You think coming from Southern Illinois that I would have a low bar of expectation, but apparently it was lower than that.
Dude, no, from what you're saying, that's a low bar regardless.
Yes.
Like, even if you had your bar set pretty low, that's lower.
Everyone else seemed decently happy except for the screaming.
Screaming throughout the night. Whoever the screaming throughout the night was coming from, they were not content.
So it wasn't good screaming.
They must have had the room that smelled like that.
She sounded like she was going to strangle someone. Yeah. Now, I mean, not that... I think the real problem, though, is anytime you hear loud Spanish, it kind of always sounds a little angry. Because I don't know what you're saying.
And it's fast.
It's loud German, too. It's
And it's fast.
Well, German just sounds angry no matter what you say.
Pillow talk would be
you can say it without smiling.
Du hast mich.
Sounds like
get me out of here.
Sounds like you're casting a spell.
Yeah, so we ended up going to a different hotel, and fortunately, on the first try, we walked in, and I'm like, oh. As soon as I walk in the lobby, I'm like, oh, this is what a hotel is supposed to smell like. Not strange. And I actually end up telling the front desk lady, I'm like, yeah, we were down the road at this place.
She's like, don't tell me. She's like, were you at a place that ends with N?
She's like, they're all bad. She's like, every single one. She's like, I'm so sorry.
Now, you know, there are going to be people watching this who are like, all right, what hotels end in N?
Yeah, it was perfectly fine for that. The jacuzzi was actually a jacuzzi tub, but it did have jets, and it was bubbly, and it was hot, clean. And I liked it.
And it smelled clean. And
yes,
not
everything was clean.
Murdered.
There wasn't screams throughout the night.
No, there were no screams. I did not hear a single scream the entire stay.
You weren't nervous about each turn of the hallway, what it would smell like?
I don't understand. Even the connecting area smelled different than the hallway that they were connected to. I don't even know how that's possible.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, it was very weird.
The whole trip is interesting, actually.
Anniversary.
Yeah.
It worked out. Happy
it really, I mean, there was just so much change from end to end. We drove up there. It was pretty decent. Ended up having to pay $80 for a campsite. That was interesting.
What?
$80 for...
I thought you said something about baby birds was very disturbing.
No, nothing about baby birds.
Okay.
Wow.
To my
knowledge. Check out?
Yeah.
On the other hand, I will say Lake Michigan is beautiful. I mean, I've never seen it before. It's crystal clear. It looks like the Bahamas when you walk up to it. It's baby blue.
Huge sand dunes.
I saw the pictures and stuff that you guys sent.
Yeah.
Make sure you send those to me so I can put them up on the screen.
Yeah, it was really, really nice. I mean, we ended up kayaking... Sunday, and I was sitting in what had to have been 40 foot of water, and I could just see straight down to the bottom. It was really cool. You can see the big boulders down there. Mm-hmm. It was really cold. It's the kind of cold, I don't know how to explain it, because normally
it's not ice cold.
No, it was ice cold.
Well, excuse me.
Not literally, but okay. You know how you get in the pool, right? When you get in, and it's cold when you get in, but eventually you get used to it. You're like, okay, this is all right. This is fine. That water was so cold, you're in it for an hour, and you're like, I'm still cold.
It's still pretty cold, but
I'm still
gonna...
getting goosebumps.
Kinda
I don't know what's happening.
Of the biscuits gravy, but not biscuits gravy.
Oh my God.
No, I get what you're saying. I think it's because it's natural water, and it's coming from a cold source.
Yeah.
No, yeah, and the deeper you get, the colder it got. The top was 67. If you dive down, because I did a couple times and tried to grab things that she saw while she was snorkeling, she would go snorkeling around and be can you go touch
I was
it?
Scared.
I'm like, sure, I'll try. It got colder down there.
Could you imagine if that pool tester would have got a scoop of that water?
so cold.
But yeah, and then we ended up having, like, getting, this just made the whole trip, like, awesome. We ended up, the night of our anniversary, we went to this, like, really, like, awesome restaurant. It's called, what was it called?
I think it's
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Taverna Tonelli, I believe.
I believe that's how you say it.
I'll show it on the screen and somebody can...
It's probably not that at all.
You guys figure out on your own how to pronounce it.
So what do they serve? They serve like an Italian biscuit and
gravy. No, it's not.
You're going to keep coming back to that.
It was rustic Italian. It says on the front, it said rustic Italian. So you were actually dead on. It was delicious. It was honestly, I mean...
That was a bit stupid.
I mean, I really think...
I did, yeah.
Living here, you don't get to have those cool restaurant experiences like you do other places because I'd never been to a restaurant like that. Like, it was like the atmosphere was really cool. They had like the big masonry, like Italian, like style ceiling,
candlelit, nice music playing.
It's like what you see in the movies.
Yes.
No, really, really, really was. Like, the wait staff was awesome. I mean, it was honestly the best food I've ever had. It was, I mean, pricey, but it was really, really good. Like, I even got her to eat a scallop.
Yeah, and I hate scallops.
And she doesn't hate scallops. She hates everything that comes from the sea.
Yes, anything except for shrimp. Water
besides shrimp.
But no, it tasted good. And then Shane got this, like, literally the best steak I've ever tasted in my whole life.
They're like, okay, our special, we have a 16-ounce ribeye. I'm like, yeah, you can give me that right now.
It was delicious.
And you said it was, like, $45?
Yeah, it was a $45 steak.
But it was really good.
Maybe an expensive... price for a meal, but for a hotel.
We care about food.
Yeah. You can tell my priorities. So I don't care where I sleep.
Well, technically, the food is going in your body. You're not going to eat the place you're sleeping.
You know,
you could be. But that ammonia smelling room, though, you could have been murdered in there. So, is that where you're going?
Yeah, a lot of things can go in your body, like knives and chemicals.
Frozen sausages. Yeah.
Spiders. You know.
But, yeah, and our waitress was super nice. We told her, she asked us why we were there and all that stuff. And we were like, oh, it's our anniversary. Well, anyway, she gave us a free dessert, and it was super cute.
Wow. Yeah, it was delicious. It was
super really nice.
What did it taste like? Describe it. Hold on. Describe it to me.
Okay. So it was round.
All right, that's, I'm done. That's
oh, okay, great.
I mean, it was like, so she said it was like a custard, but it was kind of gelatinous. Like, it was like, not like Jell-O.
Ooh, gelatinous.
Gelatinous, but like, it was like.
Kind of like cream cheese.
Kind of like, yeah, well, no, I wouldn't say like cream cheese either.
I don't know.
Huh?
Laura, is that you?
Is that you, God? I knew it was a she.
That joke will make sense to the ones watching the video podcast, but just here again, that made no sense.
Oh, and
okay, I'll get jalapeno.
On that. Oh, yeah, never mind. I was going to say something. Never mind. I don't know how to do podcasts, so never mind.
I don't know how to podcast.
Yeah, continue.
But anyway, it was just super awesome. And like the whole street it was on was like, had Christmas lights and like cute, like it's just adorable.
The whole street had Christmas lights?
Yes,
on?
Like the whole downtown street had like Christmas lights on the trees. And like it just had like an, what are you guys doing?
An old
like town feel. It's just super.
We were told we were in the good part of town.
Yeah.
Apparently, there is a bad part of town.
Yeah, if you're gonna pay $45 for a steak,
the waitress
did
let us know in no uncertain terms that there were bad parts to the town.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that's where our hotel was. Honestly, but I will say something good about that hotel. They said that we could get 15% off at Denny's across the street.
They did. So. No, that was actually, that was cool because they were like, yeah, there was a Denny's right next to it. They're like, yeah, you get 15% off, show your hotel card. I'm like, oh, wow.
Okay, so I'm going to break this down for the people who were trying to figure out where you were. So 10 to 13 miles from the lake, the place ends in an N and there's a Denny's right across the street.
And we can't say the name technically, but.
We can, but we're not going to.
This way we're warning the people we care about, but yet we're not.
Yeah.
I just like, he's giving like little bits of it here and there, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to try to figure this out.
If you find out what it is,
don't go there.
You really like Denny's and you want a good deal.
Yeah. Okay.
How much are you willing to
do? Denny's is already kind of discount, okay? I don't really know. I mean, I know they got the $5.99 Meat Lover Slam. I don't think I need the 15% taken off that to stay at... Take out this name here.
It To me, it reminds me of, like, the game Clue. It's like a murder place, you know? Like, that hotel just gives that creepy vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet they don't even have a deal with Denny's. They're just like, oh, once you get checked in, like, okay, Edgar, go tell these people's name. Go tell when they go there, just take 50% off their bill. Go pay for it right now. You're like, okay, I'll be back.
Maybe he was a screaming. Maybe he was a screaming Mexican woman. It was Edgar.
But he's got like 9 jobs. He's like, let me just get the bags in the room. I'll be here. Distract the master.
No, wait, he's got to take the bags to the room, and then he's got to go test the pool water.
Yeah. He stops the way out.
He's like, putting on different disguises every time.
That's not good. He's just sober. It's probably a good hotel, but he's just overworked, and they just spend all their money on the Denny's things to try to get people in.
And they want him to do all the things in one night, and he's like, I can't do that and clean the room.
I visualize, like, here's the history of the hotel, right? Here's what I see. I see you have a power plant, and you have a hotel. And at one point in time, all the people that worked at the job, the power plant had an accident and exploded, right? And the people when the toxic waste leaked in, the people that survived, they were mutated.
That's
and they
couldn't go out in public,
so they just ran the hotel. And so, like, they were just kind of working together to try to make some money, and they're doing what they can, but everything gets mutated, and the water's dirty, and there's the history of that hotel.
You know, it's
actually
really funny.
Yeah, plot twist, Michael, you're actually on to something. There was a large power plant
right down the road from it.
There's another clue.
Michael has the inside scoop.
Yep.
13 miles from the lake. Ends in an end.
It's weird how this always happens to me, where I'm like, this would be so crazy. And you're like,
power plant down the road.
They're on to a shut it down. Yes, master.
Oh, no. You have to move location again.
He handles the website. He handles the website, too. So nice.
That's why all times it's mistyped. Like,
that's why I asked
G-U-D-D-L. G-U-D-D-I-L-L. Comma. Good time.
When did this become a Russian bath?
It's good time. We promise.
No, it's good deal.
It's good deal.
No, good deal.
Good deal.
Good deal.
Come to the hotel. Nope.
Nope.
Come to the hotel.
I was hoping you'd stop me.
Ends and end.
Hotel, motel, holiday again.
No
copyright.
Where
the water's green and nothing's clean. Come to the hotel. Starts with in.
Ends with in.
It starts and ends.
I was about to put a stop to your song, but then I was like, okay, it's actually pretty good.
One thing you will find. Yes, they're really kind.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, that was correct. I was looking over here to expect me to see Michael actually, like, taking notes on topics or something, but it's just a drawing of ice cream.
He does doodle while we're doing
it. I doodle, yeah. Ice cream, bird dumping, a mouse, candle in the wind, a comet.
Hey, man. Oh, well, get your brain rolling.
Yeah, it's the ADHD.
You gotta,
also have a gumball dispenser that's empty right next to you.
Well, when I was looking a moment ago.
You gotta hold it up so I can get a picture of it.
Oh. Just, no.
No.
This isn't good enough.
Let me censor this.
They deserve better.
Well,
I'll
no,
get candle in the wind.
I've got to show him what it was that you were talking about.
Well, then I'll keep the mouse, the bird dumping, and the ice cream.
He just scribbled like half the stuff out.
They deserve better than... It's just got to make sense, Rob.
Does any of that make sense?
To me.
That's great.
But yeah, that was our awesome trip.
That was all of it? Did you ever go camping?
We did go camping. I mean, most of our actual camping...
They were already in danger in the wild, so there was animals in the hotel, so in a way, yes.
Okay, there was something that tried to eat my sack of potatoes that I left outside. It did gnaw through the sack.
Was it Edgar?
It could have.
That was Edgar's little buddy.
Yes, I found some potatoes.
Edgar Jr., come on, it's not yours.
No, he's got a kid. Now Edgar has a kid.
Well, like, it only nibbled on, like, a very small portion. I guess it must have decided that raw potatoes wasn't really its thing, because it really only ate, like, that much of the potato, and then it just went away. I don't know if it's a raccoon. Amanda said it was a bear.
Yeah, it was probably a bear. That's what I said.
Why did you have a bag of potatoes? Like, I'm...
Because you gotta eat.
I mean, you eat
you
while you're camping
in the
as
fire.
Well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Onions, peppers.
Yeah, you
potatoes.
Just chop it. I mean, like, you just put it.
Dude, he's all about camping for real. Like, when we go camping, it's like I got an RV with a stove and a microwave, and I got leftover McDonald's that I can heat up. He's like, I got a forage
That's
for myself.
That's more my style. I'm trying to culture myself to their
way
of doing things.
No, yeah, you get like it was actually really nice that we had dinner that night. I mean, to be honest, a lot of the camping trip is spent at grocery stores, which we were trying to. Okay, okay. What I figured out north,
foraging.
I'm taking notes for okay, me and Hey Girl because this just sounds like something to me.
So, I figured out up north for whatever reason, I had to drive like 20 minutes to find a Walmart. I don't know if Walmarts are scarce in the north. They're definitely not in the south because every time I go south, I can identify a Walmart. I know where stuff is. I understand a Walmart. They have these other things.
What was it called?
Struck Van and Till.
Struck Van and Till.
I don't know what it was. It was really a grocery store.
It had a whole section of organic. Like half of the store is organic.
We don't care
stuff.
About organic in the south. It's all organic.
Yeah, I was gonna say technically all your food that you eat is organic.
Literally, and it
don't
like
ruin it for the. Come on, there's people still buying that propaganda.
Everything is organic.
Well, anyway, so it took forever to find.
Everything has really
to
weird
eat.
Names. All the stores, all the big grocery stores had really weird names. Like there was like a Major. Is that what it was? It was like M-E-I with like a double dot above it, J-E-R.
So it's German?
Not sure.
I don't speak German. It was some kind of language. But
Michael
I think
does.
It's called Major.
Go ahead, Michael.
Nine.
No, Edgar does.
Edgar does, yeah.
You said like, M-E-I-J-E-R?
There's like a Jewel Osco or something like that. Okay, listen. The only thing that I actually could understand was, okay, there's a Walmart. Like 20 minutes
away. Doesn't have two dots. It has a dot above the I and a dot above the J. I'm looking at it right here.
There are two dots. I was not
wrong.
Yeah,
but not above the I.
Oh.
Yeah, it's got two little blue dots.
Well.
You know what? Whatever, Rob.
You know what?
We don't, it doesn't have to be true.
I was just curious about it. It doesn't have to be true.
Just let me lie. But, so we had to actually spend a lot of time doing that because, like, if you ever, like, walked into it, okay, this even happens when I go to Walmarts that I don't know. Like, you ever walked in a Walmart and it's, like, all rearranged in a way that's not like your local Walmart?
And you're
like,
so I don't know annoying. Where
they're supposed to have store plans, like, layouts. There's,
oh, here we go.
I won't What's even up? Say that the two.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not.
That's Hey Girl, for those of you who don't know. She's running the camera.
So. Like, I won't say that the make the comparison, but there's between the two towns that we live between, there's two Walmarts, and their layout is the opposite.
Yeah.
The only thing that's the same is the pharmacy. That's the only thing that's the same.
Mm-hmm. Dude, he's angry. He's too, dude,
he's very passionate.
No. Two-fisted.
Well, when I got 40 minutes to get home and, also get my Oreos, you know what I mean?
Rob, it's like, it wouldn't matter to you because you get your stuff delivered to you.
You never go into a store, so.
You don't have to experience the disorganization and the fear that you get when you walk into a Walmart and you don't know where anything is. You're like, how am I going to find what I need to survive if I don't know where it's at? When you have the grocery that I'm supposed to be on the right, it's been on the right my whole entire life, that I try to go and it's on the left. And I don't know where anything, any of the aisles are on the left, and you've disorganized
this
it.
This isn't Oreos, this is cat food. I'm going to eat this crap. Now you get to add 8 minutes of it. So they literally stole from you.
I got scared.
Your time.
I was genuinely terrified for my life. I didn't know if I was going to be able to find any of the potatoes I needed. And yeah, it was bad.
And talk about a fist fight I almost got into with this woman, right? Because I hate fake kindness, man. Ooh,
hashtag story time, everybody.
Right? And I'm not knocking Walmart here or all general employees because a lot of them I like. I can love that. Talk a lot. So I talk this one woman here, she just didn't know how to engage the customer. Right? And one, I refuse to be part of the system, right? So, like, we get there, and because of a certain time and cost efficiency or whatever the reason may be, she's like, hey, the self-checkout lane's open. And I'm like, no.
No. No.
Unless you're
going
to
say it like that?
Oh, yeah. I was like, no. I was like, unless you're going to discount my stuff or pay me to work here, I'm not gonna ring up my own stuff. I was like, I want to engage with people, and I don't want to work here. Like, not that there's nothing wrong with it, there's anything wrong with it. But if I do, I get paid for it. Nobody that works, you ask them, hey, you want to do this for free? A little bit, a little extra time, kind of, you know? No, I don't. I want you to do it. I want you to pay people. And this is all part of the plan. But, like, look at the whole, like, checking your receipts when you come out the door. Not every Walmart does this.
I saw that recently, yeah.
Oh, they always check me.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the thing is that this poor kid, man. All right, ooh, same, but that lady, she's like, I got to finish where I was at with the lady. The lady's like, sir, you guys like, yeah, I know I can, but I won't. She's like, okay, sir. And then that was it. But I was just like, yeah, I know, but no, I'm not. I'm staying my ground, you know? So anyway, but not every Walmart does, but there's this one in particular that does it from time to time. And you know, I serve my country. I'm a valuable citizen. I pay my taxes, you know? But I know it's like an old man, but gosh darn it. When I leave the store and I got a cart, so he goes, can I see your receipt?
I have rights.
He's like, no, you can't. You cannot see my receipt. Like, but what you can do is get out of my way and stop wasting my time. You already changed stuff around. Cat food's where the Oreos are at. Then you're going to turn around, make me check out my own stuff and work here for slave labor, pay full price of stuff. And then you're going to check my integrity to make sure I didn't steal from you? No, sir. You can move out of the way. Excuse me, I got cat food and Oreos to bring home. Wasted up my time here, guys.
He couldn't actually find them in the right spot, so he just got bowls.
Well, the guy looks at me, the guy goes, okay, sir. Because he knows you don't have the authority to detain me. If he does, bring it, bro. You know what I mean?
I'm
already back from self-checkout all the way here. I'm still carrying the anger.
Sir, am I being detained?
Here's the thing. I love Walmart. I love them. They take care of some of my needs. They make life better. But just like any good relationship you have with the store or person, you got to make it stop, Walmart. Make it stop.
Can you imagine if you were walking out the door, right, and that guy stopped you? It's just like some random, like, 40-year-old guy.
I was willing to fight for this
guy. No, that's what I'm saying. So here's the thing. He's like, he goes, sir, I can't let you leave. I have to detain you. And you're like, listen, I fight prisoners for a living. And then he's like, oh, yeah, you can go.
Go ahead.
You better get ready, bro.
And to add it on like the self-checkout thing, to be honest, I mean, they got me on that. I'm antisocial. I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to get my groceries. And if that means that I can avoid the whole process of having to look somebody in the face and actually talk to them about my groceries, and I can just scan them and leave, then I'm
totally. I want to say something bold. Time.
Go for it.
As a patriot of this country, you're antisocial, my friend, and that's okay. That's you. But I'm anti-socialism, and you're not going to take my rights away for the comfort of others. It ain't happened. Sorry. It happened.
That's fair. No.
America. No. I love you, America.
America.
That means the poor, the middle class, and the upper class. If it takes some of us to sacrifice their moments of comfort in their lives, but, you know, I'll do it for America.
Well,
but
I won't
do it to conform to their slavery. I'll break the shackles of Walmart right now.
See, well, her parents
feel so
like,
good.
I can see a former slave thing out there being like, yeah, you're comparing like, checking out your own groceries to slavery.
No, like, that's how it starts. It's right by right. Think about it. I'm not saying we're there. I'm saying that's how it starts. Is one right? What you sacrifice, yeah, one right, right, they push towards
they
another.
They take them away slowly.
Yeah, you gotta be like, hey, you know what? No, sorry. Unless you're gonna take 30 cents off my Oreos, unless we got discount and stuff checkout. No. Ain't doing it.
Nope. Are you relating a self-checkout to the takeover of a tyrannical government?
Absolutely. It starts there. Look deeper in your history, man. Look deep. It always starts somewhere small. And the hero is always some patriot. It's like, you know what? No.
I'm not going to check out my own groceries.
Yeah, I won't check out my own groceries. No. You won't look into my cart. Why don't you look into your own souls?
So how do you feel about me with having my groceries delivered?
You do what you do, bro.
Okay, but listen. I think that actually opens up a good part of conversation because that's providing someone a employment.
Yep.
So that's okay. But I think
and no one's challenging you on your rights to slow you down to do something you didn't come there to do.
In fairness, that's no one's ever asked me to use the self checkout.
Oh, it's happened to me, bro.
How often does this happen?
Only a couple times.
Do they just not want to talk to you? Is that why?
Well, usually
they're like,
nice.
Oh man, it's that guy again.
No, normally they do it because they're told to do it. They're programmed to do it.
Programmed?
No, but seriously, they're told to do it, right? And so they're just doing their job, right? But when this lady was like, sir, you know you can't. Yes, I know of my capabilities. I know that I have the ability to go to that aisle, but I refuse. Yes, there's three people in front of me, but I'm going to talk to this employee. And I'm not going to go do extra work and mess up when that thing just like, oh, oh, sorry, it doesn't match the weight. Put it in back. No, I won't. I'm going to hand it to you. You're going to handle it. I'm going to give you my money for the service you did. You're going to give me my change. I'm going to walk out that door. I'm not going to be have my integrity insulted. I'm going to go home, eat my Oreos, and feed my cats. Amen.
Amen.
Drop the pen.
Yeah.
There's going to be some
pen
nice.
Dropped.
There's going to be some really nice patriotic music playing in the background. I would, but I don't feel like rotoscoping all that out. I don't feel like rotoscoping out the background.
Yeah.
In short, there's a lot of feelings about Walmarts and grocery shopping in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, coming from that side of the table.
Listen, when you invest your heart into something,
like Walmart.
Well, you have to.
I'll understand.
Don't you care about your food, Rob?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't you care? I order like the high quality food and stuff, and I eat that stuff.
So if you were confused about where to get your high quality food, which again, you don't have a problem because they just bring it to you. Mm-hmm. But if you had to go and obtain that for yourself, scavenge, one might say. I scavenged on our camping trip for my groceries because I didn't know where they were.
Scavenged for my groceries.
He traded a potato in it for it to eat your friend.
That's how bad it is, though. It took me like a whole entire hour to find what would normally take me 20 minutes.
You said an hour?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We were in there for an hour.
Yeah. Just because everything was...
Because like, I don't know where it is.
Is it like Costco? You got to walk from one side to the other?
We looked for eggs for 10 minutes.
Yes. No. 20 minutes, maybe.
The dairy section?
No, they weren't. They were not in the
dairy
section.
Because there's an organic
section. There was even
section.
A breakfast section, and they weren't in the
what
breakfast
if,
section.
Okay, conspiracy theory.
Were they in the chicken section?
What if...
No.
This is my storytelling thing coming here. What if Walmart had nothing to do with it? It's sabotage by spy sent in my Target.
It's sabotage.
They're coming in, and they're hiding these things... Like, you know what I mean? Turn the mid-shift, and Walmart's like, we got to make this stop. And it's like the Russian Target people or whatever. I don't know. Like, I don't even know why I said that. Sorry, Russia. But you're sitting there. I'm just trying to connect some conspiracy theories to these. But you have, like, Target employees coming in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're moving displays.
And look at Target. First of all, Target refused to support the troops. Never mind. I won't go into political stuff. But anyway, so Target comes in, right? And Walmart represents freedom, except for they've been infiltrated. And that's the one to check the door. The guy checking the door probably doesn't work at Walmart. Probably Target employee just come in and stand at the door and just change like, hey, we gotta check the groceries, you're a thief, probably.
He's an independent contractor.
Yeah. And they're coming up, they're hiding the eggs under the garden tools and stuff, and just, like watch Walmart as a victim in this, and they're trying to turn, Target's trying to turn us against Walmart. If that's true, Walmart, subscribe.
You know what? That would
Dude,
make
Walmart
sense.
Dude, Walmart starts following us, I would be so surprised.
That would make
Put
sense
us in a commercial.
Because...
Take it on Target in battle.
Before we went on vacation, and I'm actually, I don't know why I'm corroborating this theory, because
what?
It's definitely
corroborating.
Not correct. But before we went on vacation, camping trip, /
hotel excursion.
That. We were trying to find charcoal. And we searched all through Walmart, and there was no charcoal to be found. I looked everywhere. I looked in the aisles that should have charcoal.
I'm beginning to think that you don't know how to grocery shop.
Yeah.
I grocery shop just fine. I'm a well-fed man. I find my food.
I'm just going to say this as a Walmart supporter, you know. And don't get me wrong. I don't want the anti, like, small, because I am very small business. Everybody knows I'm capital, so I won't go into it. But I believe in opportunity. But I also believe that if they're here, then we should support them in a way and work together, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I will say this much, but I believe we should be honest with them, just like in a relationship with my wife. I'm not going to tell my wife, you know, hey, girl, you know,
hey, keep
doing things I don't disagree with. We have to work these things out. Well, Walmart, we do have to work this out with you, right? Thing is that you've always been good to me. You've always been there for me. You've always had the special limited edition Oreos. You've always had everything that I need.
Amen.
And more than the other competitors, right?
Praise be. Testify.
But, however, Walmart.
You got to put in the... However, Walmart.
In this relationship, however, in this relationship that we have, because we do, I put invest a lot of time and money into you.
You're talking about Walmart, not me.
You got to stop the challenging my integrity at the door that I might be stealing, and you got to stop. No matter how bad it gets, then people, you can't attack the take. If you're going to lose money, you made money because of how convenient, how much you've appealed to us, because you guys have the right idea. You have good marketers and you have good people that know how to. Make you money and appease us. Good job. But the door guy, make it stop. And the self-checkout stuff, keep the option open where people want to be served at your store and not serve you guys.
There's like 90 checkout lanes and like not even one of them's open anymore.
No, there's like five.
And it depends on the community and the Walmart you're at, population.
The person checkout ones.
Yeah, so I'm saying there's like five open out of like 70.
Oh, whenever I go there, usually if I do have to go there, it's like one or two in the morning.
But I'll close on
this.
Yeah, okay, that's different.
And then we'll get off Walmart's butt. But I just want to say this much. You got to make it stop. From one of your love customers, make it stop.
We love you.
We love you.
Okay, moving on from there. Michael, I want you to tell me, because we just tried to go on that topic before. I just got scared about my grocery shopping. So what is camping to you? What do you do when you camp? Does Michael camp?
Michael does camp.
Okay. If you're in a transported building, it's not camping. It's just moving your home.
See, at one time I went with her family camping. I tried to teach them how to frog gig. That's a story in itself.
Frogging is really fun.
Yeah, too bad that was before.
Not for the frogs that are being murdered.
Well,
you got me there.
But more of the camping we've done here, it's more like sitting out and going on trails or whatever. The camping, and if I may say this, can I tell the story real quick? Okay, so...
He's asking Hey Girl for permission.
Me living in San Diego, even in Southern Illinois, I'm not really the most redneck guy. Not really skilled in...
Bushcraft?
Bushcraft. However, I do admire, I think they're valuable skills, but I wouldn't, you know, I do have some experience, right? Well, this is before my my Christian not drinking, not getting high days. And so I was like, I'm going to teach you guys how to go frog gigging. Because we're out in the middle of some nature somewhere really far away. Like, yeah, well, this country boy's going to teach them. Like, this is my chance to show off, right? I want to show them how to live in the wild, right? So they're like, hey, you want to drink this beer? I'm like, I don't know if I should, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, I'll drink. So I started getting I got really drunk. And one guy's like, hey, you should smoke this weed. I feel like that show, Smoke Hard. And I'm like, weed. Well, I don't know. I don't really, you know, okay.
Okay.
And so I did a lot of both. I'm like, I kind of like this, you know, kind of like the
I think we call that cross-faded. Yeah, yeah.
I was like, then I felt this sense of empowerment. And I'm like, let's go hit the trails. We're gonna get, and we started crafting these frog gigs. And
which is basically just a sharp stick.
Yeah. Well,
it has to have a bar.
It has to have, and a prong. Yeah, it's like, we were just making them, and they were just so awful. Like, and I was just so confident. Remember, like, her and the particular friends of the family that we were with, we're going down the trails and we're like trying to get frogs. I'm like, do you hear that? And I was trying to sound cool. I'm like, you hear that? I was like, that's a water frog. I was like, everybody head west. And then I like lead them east.
They're
right?
Like, which way is west? 40 kilometers southeast.
So I'm like, hold on, guys. Let me smell the ground. And they're like, wow, this guy knows his stuff. I'm just like really high. And then I ended up like throwing up because I got the spins. Because I wasn't used to doing those two things, like, especially together. And I was just like, ugh! And I was like, you just have to go without me. So they were trying to get frogs without me. I don't think they got anything at all. But yeah, so that's camping with me.
Normally, whenever you're going to gig frogs, you usually want to buy the gigs because frogs are squirrely.
Yeah, well,
they're squirrely and squirrely.
I think actually one of the girls killed a baby frog by accident. So she was the only one that got a kill. If I remember correctly, it's hard to remember. It was real shallow because
rampage.
Like I said, I like to clarify. Me
triple
now,
threat.
As a dad, I want to be a responsible father here. A good Christian dad. You know, I don't get high or drink anymore or get drunk. But those are our younger dating days. But that was a camping kind of like experience. But a lot of times it's just now it's us getting marshmallows and some wieners and sitting over the fire and roasting them and just me telling dad jokes. Just building those memories, you know. Not with potatoes or
listen, you got to upgrade your cooking, your campfire cooking skills.
You gotta have campfire potatoes, bro.
No, okay, listen. It was real simple.
You got to make a product that comes as like campfire potatoes. Yeah. It's in a bag.
And Walmart didn't have them. They had regular potatoes, but they didn't have any campfire potatoes.
The campfire potatoes are just in like a thicker canvas bag.
Yeah. It will intrigue you.
Fire retarded.
The fire made him dumb.
I did make cheeseburgers. Ooh. I know you're interested in cheeseburgers.
I'm interested. We should go camping now.
Bro, if you can, I'll tell you what.
We'll choose the location, though, but you choose.
If you can bake a cake while you're camping, then I will be impressed.
Give me a Dutch oven. I
will give it straight up. Okay. Dutch oven.
Oh my gosh. Let me clarify. We'll make a containment device, and let's do it. Let's bake a cake camping. Our next trip.
That'd be awesome.
That's what I said. You can use it.
We'll do a vlog. We'll
a Dutch oven. Yeah. Not the kind Rob is referring to, but a Dutch oven. It's a type of like pan pot thing. You can definitely cook you can bake a cake inside of it. I guarantee you.
You can cook a cake, everybody.
You can cook a cake. I mean,
it's a piece of cake.
Grandma making beef stroganoff in that house.
Is baking cooking?
I mean, yeah.
Sure.
I think it falls under the category of cooking.
Yeah.
I had to be close.
Well, there's just one more thing I want to talk about our trip. Shane was traumatized because he's just sitting here walking around. Oh, nice. Yeah, good one.
Bless you.
He's just walking around and at the campground. Okay. And he says like, hi, or excuse me, or does the head nod thing that guys do. Yeah, he's traumatized because those people up there wouldn't even look at him, wouldn't acknowledge him, nothing, like literally no social skills.
So, you're pretty well traveled.
Yes.
So you probably know what I'm talking about.
I do.
So in Southern Illinois, or at least in the South,
Which is actually the north. Someone was in the north.
Yeah, it's like right in the
we're
middle.
Actually, we're actually the
we're, right we're in the north south. The like we're actually north, but we think we're south. So yeah. It's the same thing.
I'm from Houston, Texas. That's the south.
I know. Okay, but here's the thing. Okay, there's this thing. Whenever you're sitting with any, you know, it could be one person, it could be three people. You don't sit in silence. You say hi. You exchange some pleasantries. You know, you just
you acknowledge small talk. Their existence. You,
okay, eye contact.
These people, and this is what I noticed the whole time. That we were up there the whole time.
Just
we were
punch
up
your
there.
Microphone. That's fine.
If you were standing with somebody, they wouldn't even look at you. They literally just stand and just not acknowledge your presence, like you weren't even existing. And it just made me crazy because my whole entire life, because I've grown up here and I've never left here my whole life, besides for like vacations. I've never had this happen to me. It's like they just like stood. We were all sitting for the bathroom. It's like 6 o'clock in the morning.
You're so all sitting in the bathroom?
No, we're sitting outside of the bathroom.
That's why they think you're weird. We're waiting. You're all joined her in the bathroom. They don't even look at me. I'm sitting with the
girls. We're making standing. Fart noises and everything. Yeah. They can't even look at me.
We're all standing outside the bathroom. It's like 6 o'clock in the morning. And you would think a whole bunch of early risers would have something in common. But we're all just standing there. There's three of us. And we're all just staring at the bathroom. I walk up. The guy to my like left, the first one closest to me, didn't even acknowledge my presence. He's just like, I just walk up and he's still like, so I'm sitting here looking at him expectantly, like waiting, like a head nod, like a, hey, good morning. Nothing. Silence. Non-acknowledgement. So I start looking at him crazy, start doing this thing. I'm like, and so I sit there for a couple seconds. I'm like, okay. Now look at him again. He's still not looking at me. So I'm just staring. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to try to, obviously this is a cultural difference. I'm like, okay, I'm going to accept it for what it is. So I try to stare at the bathroom. I make it about 30 seconds. And so I look at him again. He still isn't looking at me.
Now you want him to explain to you, like, sir, what is it about me then?
No, I
turns out he's deaf and blind. I'm not.
It's like, here's the jerk. He's like.
Sir, why are you not looking
he
at
finally
me?
He finally gets attention, flip him off. He's like, this must be a cultural difference in his mind because he can't say anything.
No, so like I look at the other guy and there's like another guy that's probably another like 10 feet away from that guy. So I start looking at him. I'm like, please just look at me back. Nothing. He's still staring. I look at him again. He's still not. I'm becoming anxious and worried at this point. And I am so far beyond my comfort zone because I'm so used to like, I'm driving down the street. I don't even know who you are. I wave because that's just what you do. And they say, back. I don't even know who you are. It doesn't matter if
this
I know
place
who you are.
Is unique, bro.
Or like, at least just like, we can just talk about something. Like, how can you just sit in silence with other people there for an extended period of time and just not talk? It's like they weren't even breathing. It's like they're statues. They're just like.
I always do
and
that.
And then the bathroom would open and they would just walk towards there and not look at anybody.
There's just certain interactions people are used to having, others aren't. And that's the thing about America is it's a melting pot of all these cultures. So in one area, if you have area, especially a smaller area, people don't communicate for like 50 years with other parts of people, but they do a lot with each other. They develop their own like microculture, right? Micro, not microculture.
I thought you said microculture. Microculture.
That'd be the best one, bro.
No, somebody's a little conceited.
It's a whole town just full of Michael.
Yeah, that's when they're really cool, but that's, yeah. No, but I've had it to where I'd even just say hi to a female passing by, right? Because they're passing your path and like, I'm married. I'm like, yeah, okay. You know, like, like you were literally trying to get through. I'm saying, excuse me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, like, people just, some people just don't socialize in that way unless it's necessary because they have a routine, right? And they're not used to the. And there's a lot of reasons for it. But I even had a. It's funny how miscommunication can be directed so many ways. Like, I was in some part of Tennessee, and it's crazy how different parts of Tennessee are so different, right? Just even the U.S. alone. And I remember going to the gas station, I was talking to this guy, and me and him could not figure out for the life of me what the other one was trying to say at all. And he goes, and he's like, man, you kind of talk kind of, you know, I'm like, bro, no, it's just because, you know, some places really like their vowels. They're like,
vowels?
Yeah.
Okay. Just like snorted.
Yeah.
I want to make sure you didn't say bowels.
Yeah, bowels. Well, I mean, yeah. But they're like, hey, you know. I love you, right? like they
never, they don't close their mouth when they talk.
But a lot of it's because they have patience because they're not in the city. They're not rushed, you know?
Here's one.
And some of them just, the people in the city, they just hate saying the whole words because they're so rushed. Like I said, I lived in California for a long time. I noticed that a lot of people, they're too lazy with words, you know, or they got to get it out. I mean, I shouldn't say lazy, but they're like, instead of like saying, hey man, that's legitimate. It's a legitimate point. They're like, that's legit. It's just saying, for sure, I'll go.
Or
like,
avail?
Yeah.
Are you avail?
Yeah. So I'm saying, for sure, I'll go. Like, for show. I'm like, You know, but there's a lot of these cultures, and if you talk a lot of them, they think that we talk funny.
Now it's like, you want to go somewhere? Yeet. Yeah. Yeet. I guess that's yes.
Yeah. but you know what I'm saying? They get so used to it, to them, we're weird. It's kind of, it's fun to go out there and kind of see how, you know, because your perception of yourself is different than how they're perceiving you and people in your own community perceive you. And that's how you get sticked, you know.
I was disturbed.
Yeah.
It genuinely bothered me.
So it's kind of like, it's almost like you guys were standing in an elevator waiting for the bathroom.
Yes. Yeah. But I mean, it's just like, I'm so used to at least someone just saying hi or like.
Or man, he's taking a long time.
Yeah. Right. Something.
What do you think of them door handles?
And so actually I got back and like on the way back to the tent, I had someone pass by me and they're like, good morning. I'm like, oh. I'm like, yes, my people. I'm like, you actually said something. And I got back and I finally decided, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to adhere to this guideline that's obviously been set forth. I'm going to do what I normally do. And if I get with somebody and they're not talking,
rejection happens. Like I said hi to 57 people. I counted. You know how many said hi back?
One.
Three. And all three were camping from out of the area.
No, actually, the guy next to us, we actually had a conversation like back and forth, and we were talking later. And the whole time I'm thinking, okay, I really don't think this guy's local because he actually talked to me. He actually looked at me whenever I was sitting next to him. And finally, we get to the part of the conversation, and I was like, yeah, I'm from Southern Illinois. He's like, oh, I'm from Collinsville. Yeah, we're pretty much neighbors. I'm like, it all makes sense.
Same area as you, though, not same area as the people from that culture.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's from the same area. Yeah. So, I mean, it made a lot of sense. But yeah, I was genuinely disturbed.
Because so, see, whenever I get in situations like that, it reminds me of the time that I went to the hospital and I wasn't in the hospital, I was visiting somebody and I was in an elevator. And there's like me and I'm there with two other people. And then there's like five other people in the elevator. And you know how when you get in an elevator, you're supposed to like face the door. Not me.
Face the back.
I'm facing everybody else. I'm standing off to the side and I'm the only one facing the right. Everybody else is facing forward. So I'm like, everybody's sitting in there, like just looking at the floor, like just being awkward. And I'm like, so,
howdy.
I'm like, so how's everybody doing? And they all just started laughing. And then I thought about it and I was like, wait a minute, this is a hospital. It's going to be really bad.
Yeah, how are you doing?
And so I was like, how's everybody doing? But yeah, that's me, man. If I'm in an awkward situation, I will find a way to break the tension. That's me. But it was really weird when you're in an elevator because then you're like, I don't know when the door's going to open. Right.
Yeah, you don't want to. Yeah. There's certain times and places, man. Yeah.
I always do it at the wrong time, too, man. I'm like, I have the bad timing and like I say dumb stuff every once in a while. And it's like kind of inappropriate, but that's just what I'm thinking at the time.
You just get so worked up about saying something like, hey, does anyone like pies? Pies. Favorite pies, anyone?
And then everybody's just like freaked out a little bit, just staring at me like, why is this guy talking about pies?
Like your conscience is like Edgar. It's slow, but it means well.
Yeah, that's actually a very, very good explanation of it. It's slow, but it means well. That's how I am about stuff. So was that it? How did your I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Overall. Yeah, you overall. Want me to give like an overall rating?
Yeah, and if you're done with your story, I don't want to cut
it off. I think so. I mean, I can't really think of anything else that happened that was huge. If I got to take off points for the hotel, but I think I have to add some back in because it got better. So all that taken into account, I give it like an 8.5.
You used everything in 8.5.
That's not true.
It is.
The second hotel, not the first one, right?
No, no, no. I'm saying the trip as a whole.
Oh,
I took off points for the first hotel being bad. So I'm giving the whole thing an 8.5 out of 10.
How many points got taken off because of the bear or the badger or whatever nibbled on your...
Well, it was only one potato, which was probably like maybe 50 cents. And then if you take off how much it took off the potato, it may have amounted to like 3 cents. So that took off precisely 0.0025 points.
Oh, but do you even consider the anti-Walmart, the one that was like all backwards?
That one took off a whole point. Actually, the hotel was only half a point. The Walmart was much worse.
Because he didn't trust the hotel when we got there. He trusted Walmart.
Mm-hmm. And they let him down. And they let him down.
I loved you.
And you wronged me.
What about you?
Oh, sorry. What about you?
I would give it a... I'd give it a 9, because although, like, it was kind of, like, bad things happened, it was still fun, though.
Yeah, once it got better, it was like, it boosted it real quick. So you have exponential growth whenever you're, like, having... It's like, it starts out bad, but then once it gets good, you're like, all right, it's going to skyrocket.
Yeah.
Him, it's like, here's the points. It's like going down from here.
Well, my expectation should always start at a 10. I should never think it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
That's true. Unless, especially with a 4-star rating.
Well, you can always add points back.
True.
Changing the value of what hit you, right?
Yeah, because it's your rating system.
Like, this is the hardest number that hit my life. But this is what hit you way harder. Like, you know what? Now that 10 hit was only a 6. I've been hit a lot harder now. You know what I mean? It's your rating system, bro. You can.
And I mean, for instance, I didn't even take off points for the fact that, I mean, the one beach we actually went to on Saturday, which is the first time we actually got to go to a beach, there had to have been 400 people there. At the very least, every single bit of sand was completely filled up, and there was multiple old men in Speedos. And I didn't even take off points for that. I went ahead and just put that to the wayside.
Sign that you're in a good place.
And that adds points.
Yeah.
That's
actually a tell sign. If you see a bunch of old men in Speedos, yes, it's visibly not pleasing.
However, that means there's money in the area.
It means they retired there or nearby.
Make it rain. Yeah.
Or people with money wanted to go there. Yeah. You know, either way, it's a good sign.
We also saw a very short lady with a hat.
So gag and move on.
Mm-hmm.
A very short lady with a hat?
Yeah, she had to have been like 4 or 5.
Wait, what?
Okay, so...
Out of 10?
So on the way out... out of 10, yeah. On the way out, and this is how I'm going to close our story.
Okay, good.
This is how I'm going to close our story. On the way out of that beach where there was 400 people, we're trying to leave, and what do I spy?
With my little eye.
With my little eye. It's a woman who is no taller than 4'5" with a fedora on.
So Amanda's height. Amanda's height, then,
I'm
right?
5'2", thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So on a scale from one to Ryan Gosling... How do you rate the trip?
How do you rate the fedora?
The fedora.
How do I rate the fedora? Actually, it was a very
hashtag nice Ryan Gosling. Tag him in this, bro.
Yeah, okay.
My man hero, my favorite actor.
Just because we mentioned him at the end, you're like, go ahead and tag him.
Yeah.
Tag him.
I actually, that really doesn't mean that. There served no purpose for me even throwing that in there, except for me just to be able to mention that. I can say hashtag Ryan Gosling. And
that should be our rating system going forward, is like on a scale from 1 to Ryan Gosling. Because mine is on a scale from 1 to Penguin. Yeah. The one for Just Play Nonsense should be on scale.
Ryan Gosling.
One to Ryan Gosling.
Far beyond a penguin.
It depends on the penguin.
No, it doesn't.
Are we talking about the penguin from Happy Feet?
Like unless Ryan Gosling surgically, like,
became a penguin.
Became a penguin, then you can do that.
That's so scary.
That's a very disturbing.
Then you raise the level.
That's when we call him Batman.
I just imagine, like, a penguin body with Ryan Gosling's head on it.
I'm okay with this.
I'm not. I'm really.
You know who else
not.
Would be okay with it? Every other male penguin there. He'd be like, flippity flap.
And the female penguins would be cool with it too.
Yeah, they're like, whoa.
I'm gonna get me some of that penguin.
Give me the eggs.
All right, so tell us your story before we got way sidetracked.
Okay, I'm gonna end it here with my ratings. Fedora on the tiny lady. I'm gonna give it a 7 out of 10. I did not like the fabric. The design was good. Didn't like the fabric.
I respect that.
The hotel, the first hotel, I'm giving it a 2.5 out of 10. It did have water.
It was contaminated. It was there.
But it was there. And Amanda at one point thought she had some kind of strange rash from it on her hand.
How do you rate the rash?
I would rate the rash a 5 out of 10. It did end up going away. It was there for
it's
a time.
It's still here.
I love that you see in the silver lining all these things. The water, it was there, it was dirty. Shit, got a rash, but it did go away.
The second hotel, I'm going to go ahead and throw in the restaurant in there. I will give that a 10 out of 10. That was the best food I've ever had in my life.
It wasn't Denny's?
I mean...
No, it was that
it wasn't like Denny's level.
Tonelli.
No, this is like high fancy, like 5-star restaurant kind of stuff. They showed me like pictures of it.
It is very nice.
He's a very nice.
Fried the turds.
I give it a 10 out of 10. And for the trip as a whole, again, I'm going to actually reevaluate my rating. I'm going to give it an 8.7. I'm going to give it 2 more points.
Because of the short lady with the fedora?
Yeah, that really added.
Because the memories they've made together will last longer than her rash.
Facts.
All right. And on that note, we're going to end it. So, hey, thank you for... watching or listening, happy anniversary to you guys.
Thank you.
We've been married for 1 year and together for
you
like
made it
47. For those of you who didn't watch our previous podcast where Amanda talked about it, they've been together since they were 10 years old, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
Shane was 9.
Generally.
I explained.
You know, actually, in dog years.
Oh, how long?
That's 70 freaking years.
I'm going to die.
No, you're
good.
No,
it's in dog years. You're human.
Making me, I'm worried.
So. No, bro, you're fine.
You're fine.
I was just trying to add essence and...
Don't listen to anything he says. Don't take it to heart.
Never.
Right. It's all strange.
Never.
But yeah, thank you.
Never mind.
Michael just likes to keep going.
Yeah, I do.
Thank you guys for watching. Make sure to leave a comment on this video, like, subscribe, all that ridiculous nonsense. Check us out on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher,
yes.
Podbean, all those other podcast places. And
we'll give you a coupon to the Inn Hotel.
Edgar.
Edgar,
this is not your time.
Sorry.
Why don't you go update the website?
Yes, master.
Go check out our store, you know, buy some of our fun merch and stuff like that. And we will see you guys later.
Bye. Peace.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Just Plain Nonsense. I'm Amanda.
Welcome. And I'm...
Wait a minute.
We just had our intro hijacked.
That's not how this goes.
I don't even know what to do now. That's not how that works. That's not how any of this works.
Okay. I don't even know what to do anymore.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
What's happening? There's like an echo. Okay.
Are you ready?
No, I always have to gather my thoughts because then I'm like, okay, if I say, hey, this is just plain nonsense, then I'm like, where do I go from there? You good?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, y'all.
No, you're fine. No, just making sure you're good.
I'm good.
Michael, you good?
Yes.
You got your prop ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
What was that?
That was the prop. Oh, no, it wasn't.
Sounds very metallic.
Ow!
Oh!
I'm okay.
That really scared me.
That was a bottle of wine that fell over.
It sounds so much worse.
It sounded really intense in here.
Yeah.
I know, it really did.
Everything's fine.
It's fine.
This is fine.
He's just doing it for the show. He's actually got his foot slashed open. He's not going to mention it to me.
I did that once for an Instagram story. I set up a bunch of... this isn't part of the podcast, but...
It could be.
I set up
He's
a bunch...
He's just going to fall out from blood loss.
I set up a bunch of... pots and pans on the counter, and I was like, oh my god, I'm coming, and I knocked them over as I ran by, so it looked like I made a big mess. Sounded like I made a big mess. Alright, I'm on my way. Oh my god. I'm coming. Oh, okay. Alright.
We're going to have to amputate Rob's foot.
Amputate. Alright. We're starting now.